You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
It is news that has reverberated around the world.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
Yes, just before 6 p.m, Friday local time, Kensington Palace published a rare video of Catherine, Princess of Wales. Having taken a few weeks to process and digest the news in private, she said, and having taken time to tell her children, she announced to the world that she is being treated for cancer. Now, apart from that, we don't have heaps of information. We don't know much, except that she says she received the diagnosis after tests, which followed the abdominal surgery she had in mid-January. She has begun receiving preventative chemotherapy. I don't know about you, but first of all, hearing those words, it's just one of those, it is a shocking and affecting experience. I think for anyone who, anyone who has friends or family with cancer, and I would suggest that most of us have had personal experiences or know people who have had personal experiences with cancer. It snaps you right back. Hey, it snaps you right back to your own experience. And I reckon at a really basic human level, many of us just feel a real sense of empathy and concern for what Kate and that family must be going through. Personally, when I hit play on that video for the first time, I found my thoughts drifting to the issues of the last few weeks, the internet conspiracies about Princess Kate's health and her whereabouts and the now infamous doctored family photo. I also found myself just trying to imagine all of the complicated dimensions that being a prominent royal adds to the whole situation. I mean, you would think, right, that one of the privileges of being a member of the royal family, one of the privileges of that position, is that Kate will be presumably afforded the very best medical care. But at the same time, there is just an extraordinary level of public attention, like an unrivaled, an unparalleled level of public attention that's going to come with that experience. I mean, even before this announcement, medical staff in the UK were trying to illegally access Princess Kate's health records. That's tough. And finally, my thoughts settled on Kate's health in the broader context of what the royal family is going through right now. So both Princess Kate and King Charles are now being treated for cancer. That must just be a huge stress on the family. And I am acutely aware that right in the middle is Prince William. They're trying to support both his father and his wife as they undergo their treatments. I think as we all kind of digest this news and imagine what it might mean, I think I speak for everyone when I say we are wishing both the King and the Princess of Wales a full and speedy recovery.
News Talk ZB.
We will be keeping a close eye on the events this morning in the UK and the fallout as news of Princess Kate's diagnosis goes around the world. UK correspondent Ender Brady was, like many, shocked, I think, when he heard the news this morning, and he's with us now. Thanks for being with us, Andy. Just talk us through how the announcement came to be. How did Princess Kate and Kensington Palace make that announcement?
So the statement was put out in full, the video in full, Jack, at 6 p.m. our time. So what that is, 2 hours and 9 minutes odd ago, 10 minutes ago. A few select people in the media had word that there was a development and that there was a significant statement coming. And very, very quickly word spread and everyone was aware of it. So they were given time to broadcast it and prepare. And basically radio stations and TV, they just interrupted their coverage bang on 6 o'clock and everyone ran that statement from the Princess of Wales. It has shocked the nation. I mean, people are genuinely, genuinely shocked and upset. She is a young mother. She is the future of the House of Windsor. She is the future queen. And I think over the past couple of hours here, just a huge outpouring of sympathy and good luck and really genuinely, you know, get well soon, Kate, messages trending over here.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants her to make a full recovery from this.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So she made the announcement via video as well as putting out that written statement in which she was sitting on a bench surrounded by what looked like a garden of daffodils behind her. And I mean, you can only read so much into someone's health from their physical appearance, but she seemed to appear relatively healthy. Do we know much about either her diagnosis or her prognosis at this stage?
No, we don't, because we don't know where the cancer is or was. And if you read and analyse the statement, it said cancer had been found. So looking with the best possible case scenario here and reading between the lines, I think the cancer has been removed. She's having now preventative chemotherapy, so presumably that is to ensure that any other little grains or dots of cancerous material have been mopped up and eradicated and will be removed. We don't know which part of her body the cancer is in. We know no more. And that statement will have been carefully scripted and choreographed all week. Mm. I mean, there was an inkling earlier in the week that a big statement was coming. Nobody could have predicted this. And I think you're right, the House of Windsor has just been through such a difficult time, not for months, but for years now. It's been one crisis after another. And Kate, the future queen, you know, receiving treatment for cancer, the current king receiving treatment for cancer, I wish them both the speediest of recoveries.
Yeah, well, what does this mean for Prince William? But trying to support both his father and his wife.
Yeah, I think, look, he's an admirable man. He has huge responsibility. He was born into huge responsibility, and that responsibility has got even greater now. So, you know, initially supporting his dad, and then, of course, we found out that his wife, Catherine, had abdominal surgery, and now we know what was behind it or what was discovered after the surgery. So it's been an extremely stressful time for him, and yet he keeps working. I mean, it was the Diana Legacy Awards last week. He was out in London. He turned up. He presented those awards. There's been, obviously, the fallout and the rift with Harry as well to contend with. Mm. It has not been a difficult time for him, for any of them. But I think what you will see now, I think now that people know what is wrong with Kate, you will see the good people of this country and the Commonwealth rallying around, wishing her well. You will see certainly the British media will now back off. And I think, I don't want to blow anyone's trumpet, but I think the papers in particular in this country had backed off. A lot of the nasty stuff was coming from overseas, the United States in particular. The internet trolling has been beyond despicable.
Right.
And I think what people need to remember at the heart of this story is a young woman in her early 40s with three young kids, and she's got cancer.
Yeah. No, well said, Enda. Finally, I know this news is only a couple of hours old. What kind of reaction has there been throughout the UK and the world that has caught your attention?
So a lot of leaders expressing their support and solidarity and sending best wishes from the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. He has sent a very strong statement tonight. Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, likely to be the next Prime Minister by the end of this year, he has also sent a message of support, and tributes coming in even from Dublin and Belfast, political leaders in Ireland. You know, everyone sending their very best wishes to Kate. I don't know her personally, but I know people who do. And by all accounts, she is a wonderful human being. And I think people will now rally around her, wish her the best, and all of the people who have been spending their time on keyboards and writing really vicious, horrible slurs about a young woman they don't know.
Mm.
I hope they take some time to look in the mirror tonight here, or wherever they are, and reflect on some of the damage they've done. Because, at the heart of this story is a young mother struggling to cope with something really very, very significant.
Yeah.
And I wish her the very, very best of luck.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, Enda. That is UK correspondent Enda Brady. King Charles has issued a statement as well saying that he is, quote, so proud of Catherine, the Princess of Wales, for her courage in speaking as she did. His statement said that having had time in hospital together earlier this year, quote, the King has remained in the closest contact with his beloved daughter-in-law throughout the past weeks, and that he and Camilla will continue to offer their love and support to the whole family through this difficult time. We're going to continue to follow this story as it develops throughout the morning on News Talk ZB.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.